أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأقسموا بالله جهد أيمانهم لئن جاءهم نذير ليكونن أهدى من إحدى الأمم فلما جاءهم نذير ما زادهم إلا نفورا. In the previous ayats, Allah تبارك وتعالى explained of the clemency, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala forbears and does not punish a person very quickly, or does not punish him more than what Allah can punish him. Yea, with regard to the wrongs and sins of man, especially the people of Makkah before Islam, Allah explains one of their great weaknesses. Before the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to exclaim and say that why doesn't Allah send a Rasul to us, Allah doesn't send a Kitab to us, we will follow it more better than the other people, the Ahlul Kitab of before. We will follow it properly. But when Allah did send his Rasul, then these people renegated. And they did not even believe in the Rasul, they did not believe in the Kitab which Allah had sent. Yeah, there is a great principle that is born out and that we should remember. We must never make big claims. Like many people say, for example, if I was staying next to the masjid, I wouldn't miss one namaz in the masjid. Or people say that I'm working for somebody, therefore I can't go out in jamaat. If I'm my own boss, then I can go whenever I want to. And when they become their own bosses, they don't even make one gusht. They leave out everything. So these kinds of claims, Allah does not like that a person makes these claims. That if I was a rich man, I should also give so much in the path of Allah, etc. And when you do become a rich man, then you don't give anything whatsoever. So Allah says with regard to that, وَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ اور قسمیں کھاتے تھے اللہ کی تاکید کی قسمیں اپنی. And they should take oaths on Allah Ta'ala, and oaths which they used to stress very greatly, that is very strong oath. And they should take on Allah Ta'ala, لَإِنْ جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ, کہ اگر آئے گا ان کے پاس کوئی ڈر سنانے والا, if any warner, a رسول, a نبی comes to them, لَيَكُونَنَّ أَحْدَى مِنْ اَحْدَى الْأُمَمِ, البتہ بہتر راہ چلیں گے ہر ایک امت سے. They said, we will follow that نبی, we will follow his kitab more better than all the other nations of before. We will follow it very very well and very thoroughly. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ نَذِيرٌ, پھر جب آیا ان کے پاس در سنانے والا. And when Allah sent his Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to them, مَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا نُفُورًا, اور زیادہ ہو گیا ان کا بدکنا. Then they turned away and renegated very very severely. They did not respond to one bit of his call. They did, in fact, they caused great obstacles and obstructions for him. استقبار فی الارض, غرور کرنا ملک میں. And they did this and were showing very great haughtiness and pride in the world. وَمَكْرَ السَّيِّئِ, اور داؤ کرنا برے کام کا. And they were very shrewd and they planned very sinister things against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many times they had planned to even take the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their claim was that we will follow that Rasul very thoroughly. And when they got the opportunity, they went completely in the opposite direction. وَلَا يَحِيكُ الْمَكْرُ سَيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ, اور برائی کا داؤ الٹے گا اب انہی داؤ والوں پر. And whenever a person makes a plan for somebody else, it falls against him. Which is a famous saying, you dig a hole for somebody else, you yourself fall in that hole. So whenever a person plans bad for somebody else, he himself suffers the consequences. So that also we learn a great lesson. Never plan and think for bad for other people. You yourself get involved in all that bad and evil. فَهَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا سُنَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ, پھر اب وہی راہ دیکھتے ہیں پہلوں کی دستور کی. Now what are these people waiting for? That same sunnat, same method of Allah which was with the people of before. That is, when the people did not believe, Allah destroyed those people. Are they waiting for the same consequences? that they also don't believe, and then Allah's azab comes upon them and they get destroyed. فَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. So too na paayega Allah ka dastoor badalta. So you won't find the system of Allah ever changing again. That is, when you do actions which bring the azab of Allah, don't be in a dream world and think that Allah's rahmat is going to come. My Ustad, Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if you plant weeds, don't expect roses to grow. That we bring up our children in total alien ways to Islam. Their dressing, their habits, their education, and we expect them to be very sweet children. We are planting weeds and we are expecting roses to grow. This never happens. So you won't find the system of Allah changing. That you do all wrong and you're waiting for Allah's rahmat to come. How can that happen? Or as Maulana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Saharanpur used to say, that ishq-e-buta mein ye asad karte ho tum fikr-e-rahat, looking at the filthy, naked, dirty woman of the street, and you are hoping that you will get enjoyment in looking at them. Dozakh mein dhoondte ho jannat ki khabgah hai. Are you looking in Jahannam for the pleasures and enjoyment of Jahannam, of Jannat? That is, in this haram, looking at this filthy, dirty, naked woman, and you think you get enjoyment, that is haram, that is Jahannam. How can you get pleasure in Jahannam? So Allah's system is always that do those amal and actions which brings Allah's rahmat, and then Allah's rahmat will come. And if you do those actions which will bring destruction to you, which brings the curses of Allah, then that is what will come to you. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so you will get. Na maane to karke dekh. If you don't believe, see yourself and see what the consequences will be. The only thing is, the results, Allah gives lot of respite, and in that people get fooled and they don't think that what were our actions of before. How many people fall into haram actions, extramarital affairs, and later when the ugly head of it comes up, then they realize how evil. At the beginning it seems very sweet and enjoyable, but at the end it is extremely bitter and destructive totally. So a person must not fall prey to doing those things which are haram and expect Allah's mercy, goodness to come. وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Or na paayega Allah ka dastoor talta. And neither will you find Allah's system that it will fall on somebody else. That you make guna and the azab will go and fall on somebody else. Which is one rotten belief of the Christians, that you can commit whatever guna you want to. Isa alayhi salam has sacrificed himself on the cross for you. That somebody else commits sin and somebody else is hanged for it. That does not happen. When you have committed sin, you will suffer the consequences. So this is always the case, whether it is in a marriage, whether it is in a business, in anything. Whatever wrong you do, the azab of it, the wrong of it will come on you. Whatever good you do, you will be the recipient of it. It will come to you. So Allah's system is that if you do wrong, don't expect mercy of Allah. If you do wrong, don't think the azab is going to fall on somebody else. Which is a common thing with us, when we do wrong, many of us, we don't run our businesses properly, we are lazy, we are getting involved in other things, etc. In our marriages we are not loyal and faithful. Then when the problems come, then we try and blame somebody else for it. That this person did this, people made jadu on me, people have made jadu on my business. It is the consequences of your own actions. So a person's actions must be right, Allah's mercy will come. A person's actions are bad, Allah Ta'ala's punishment will come, and it will come on you, and it won't go on anyone else. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ